غدیر خام.
Some believe that the number of Muslims joining the Prophet exceeded 100,000.
غدیر خم،
حدیث غدیر خم.
غدیر خم
قصه طولانی است که انتهای قصه همان غدیر خم هست.
لکلمت غدیر خم دی ممکن تعیش و تموت کسنی عندك 70-80 سنه عمرك ما سمعت عن غدیر خم دی ابدا.
غدیر خم is a sacred landmark where the Holy Prophet delivered one of his most important and sensitive sermons to thousands of Muslims. In this sermon, the Prophet announced Imam Ali alayhi salam as his successor in leading the Muslims. The Prophet ordered the Muslims to swear their allegiance to Imam Ali, to honor and uphold his appointment. Despite the exceptional importance of Ghadir Khum, its exact location remains unknown. After the Prophet's demise, even in the wake of misinformation and hostility against his successor, the sermon at Ghadir Khum remained a formative event honored by all Muslims. There is no other Islamic event during the life of the Holy Prophet that could compete with Ghadir Khum in terms of the corroboration and authenticity of narration surrounding the event. Ghadir Khum harbors many mysteries in its holy lands. These mysteries motivated us to locate this lost, significant landmark and uncover its secrets. To find the exact location of Ghadir Khum, we must first understand the literal meaning of the word Ghadir. In Arabic, the word Ghadir means a natural pond that acts as a reservoir. The stored water in a Ghadir typically does not last long, especially during the warmer season. In the harsh deserts of the Arabian Peninsula, Ghadirs are regarded as precious resources for locals and travelers alike. There are two explanations for the origin of the word Ghadir. The first is that the word Ghadir is derived from the root word Mughadira, which in Arabic means departure or leaving. This can be understood to imply that floods transiently fill the Ghadir. The second explanation is that Ghadir originated from the root word Ghadr, which means deception in Arabic. This alludes to the treacherous nature of a Ghadir, in that stumbling across one may lead an individual to believe they can come back to it, only to find it dry upon their return. Among numerous Ghadirs that exist in the Arabian Peninsula, our mission was to find and locate a specific Ghadir, known as Ghadir Khum. The location of Ghadir Khum in all historical resources has been mentioned to be within the vicinity of Jaffa, located between Mecca and Medina. Jaffa is currently located near Rabigh, a city on the shore of the Red Sea. The topography of the region clearly illustrates the existence of dry watercourses that could collect precipitation runoff from the valleys and spill over to the Red Sea. The construction of Wadi Rabigh Dam in this region represents the significance of storing and managing water runoff. Therefore, Ghadir Khum is somewhere within this long, dry watercourse. But where exactly? Online searches return numerous videos alleging the discovery of the exact location of Ghadir Khum in one side of this vast region. However, a common flaw among these videos is the lack of reasoning or justification as to why any of those locations could be Ghadir Khum. Confirming the exact location of Ghadir Khum requires more research and deeper study. Thus, we intended to reveal the exact location of this holy site for the first time, using reason and state-of-the-art scientific research. Before locating Ghadir Khum, it is important to examine the historical site of Jaffa and further understand its significance. Jaffa was a renowned site during the life of the Holy Prophet. Ghadir Khum has been mentioned in its vicinity in all available historical resources. Thus, finding the exact location of Jaffa is a major step in locating Ghadir Khum. Jaffa is among the few Miqat sites where pilgrims to Mecca stop and perform prayer rituals, including wearing white garments and reciting the labaiks. Historically, Jaffa was known as the Miqat for pilgrims from Egyptian and Syrian regions, as it was located on their way to Mecca. According to research conducted by Muhammad Bakr Najafi, the current location of the Miqat of Jaffa is different from its historical site. The current Miqat was built outside the old Jaffa. This begs the question as to the whereabouts of the old Jaffa. The same research suggests the old Jaffa was located northwest of the current Miqat, in a place known as Ghasri Alia. The ruins at Ghasri Alia indicate the existence of a once prosperous town. The tall walls of this fort had provided a safe haven for travelers and pilgrims in the early Islamic centuries. So, how did this town lose its prosperity and turn to ruin? According to Najafi, this happened after the downfall of the Fatimid dynasty in Egypt, who had brought the Jaffa area under their control. The Fatimids honored the Holy Sermon at Khadija Khum. Therefore, the prosperity of Jaffa, the main town in the vicinity of Khadija Khum, was of importance to them. After their downfall, time took its toll. Jaffa lost its significance as the Egyptian and Syrian pilgrims, who would travel by ships, would not burden themselves to physically attend Jaffa to perform their pilgrimage rituals. Instead, they performed the rituals aboard their ships as they passed by Jaffa. Thus, Jaffa gradually lost its prosperity. Instead, the port and city of Jeddah, located within the vicinity of Mecca, grew and flourished. Finding the exact location of the old Jaffa, we could now focus on finding the precise location of Khadija Khum within its vicinity. The next step is to explore how the holy site of Khadija Khum has been described in historical resources. Explorers and historians who visited Khadija Khum in the early Islamic centuries have described their observations by citing three main features of this holy site, including the spring, the pond, and the mosque of Khadija Khum. The spring was regarded as one of the main features of Khadija Khum throughout history. However, there is no historical evidence to prove its concurrent existence at the time of the sermon at Khadija Khum, when the Prophet and the Muslims visited this land. The pond was indeed the famous Khadija of this site, and is the reason it was named Khadija Khum. The Holy Prophet deliberately guided the Muslims to travel toward this Khadija in order to hold this esteemed sermon upon its grounds. The water stored in Khadija Khum was a precious resource for the thousands of Muslims attending the event, allowing them to quench their thirst and endure the particularly hot day. The Mosque of Khadija Khum was built by the Muslims upon the Holy Prophet's pulpit to honor his sermon and presence at this site. To find the exact geographical coordinates of the spring, we can refer to the itinerary of Sheikh Dr. Abdul Hadi Fazli, a great scholar from Saudi Arabia, who conducted two field trips to Khadija Khum in January 1982 and January 1989. His personal research and field observations about the geography and the history of Khadija Khum were later compiled and published in a book titled Khadija Khum, Historical Research and Field Investigation. In the appendix of this book, there is an invaluable map that serves as the most authentic resource as to the location of Khadija Khum's spring. This map was prepared by Fawad, Sheikh Abdul Hadi Fazli's son, and reflects Fawad's latest journey to this site in December of 2004. We follow this map to effectively find the coordinates of the spring and refer to the satellite images available on Google Earth to match the map to the physical geography of the area. For a better result, we reverted the time of the satellite imagery to December 2005, which is the oldest clear satellite image from the region in Google Earth, and also the closest available image to the time the map was created. Immediately apparent are all the spatial features shown in the map that can be found and matched in the aerial image of the region. Validating the placement of the spring in Khadira Khum at this location is consistent with other videos and images taken from the spring available on the web.
هي مقام غدير هي وتشمع هي وتشمع زي خجولة
هو كمكان محقق هو هذا المكان الجماعه اللي قاعدين يتناقلان صور وكذا
هذا المزرعه اللي
ذاك المكان
300 سنه
كغدير يعني بوجود الماء.
Finding the exact location of Khadira Khum spring was exciting and encouraging. However, our excitement was short-lived. We quickly discovered in newer satellite images that this historical landmark has been completely destroyed. The Haramain high-speed railway that operates between Mecca and Medina passes exactly through the spring and led to its complete demolition. The timing of this demolition is dated between late 2010 and early 2011. The focus of our research then shifted to the second historical feature of Khadira Khum, the pond. Reportedly, the pond is the famous Khadira of this area. Sheikh Abdul Hadi Fazli has explicitly mentioned in his book that he has not seen the pond of Khadira Khum in his field observations because it had reportedly been destroyed by the time of his field research. Our further investigations using conventional satellite imagery, available since the 1980s, confirmed that the pond of Khadira Khum no longer exists in the region. However, this pond was observed a decade earlier by Atik ibn Ghais Biladi, a famous native researcher and geographer from Saudi Arabia. He visited the site of Khadira Khum in March 1973 during his expedition to investigate the Holy Prophet's migration trail from Mecca to Medina. His field observations from the pond of Khadira Khum, documented in his book, On the Migration Path, contains useful information. In his book, Biladi explicitly describes Khadira Khum as a pond that stores water all year round. He supports this claim with the fact that he had visited the site during a very dry year, yet the pond had enough water storage. Now that we know that the pond of Khadira Khum existed contemporarily in our lifetime, we sought to locate its exact landmark. Detailed study of historical resources suggests that the pond and the spring of Khadira Khum should have been in close proximity to one another. It is explicitly mentioned in historical accounts that the water flow from the spring ended at the pond. This is unlikely to happen if the pond and spring were located far from each other, due to the limited flow from the spring and very high temperatures of the region. In addition, the fact that explorers and historians throughout history who visited Khadira Khum have mentioned all three features, including the spring, pond, and mosque, also implies that these three features were within a reasonably short distance from each other. Atik ibn Ghais Biladi's field observations corroborate that the spring and the pond of Khadira Khum should have been within close proximity. He had measured the distance he drove by car from Qasr-e Aliya to the pond of Khadira Khum as 8 kilometers. Observing the satellite images of the region, we concluded that the distance of 8 kilometers from Qasr-e Aliya corresponds to the location of Khadira Khum's spring. Thus, the pond of Khadira Khum should also be within this vicinity. The fact that the spring and pond of Khadir Khum were close to each other helps us to narrow our search area. However, we would still require more evidence to identify the exact location of the pond. This is impossible without a map or aerial imagery of the area prior to the destruction of the pond. We know that the pond was destroyed sometime after Atiq ibn Qais Biladi observed it in 1973, but before Sheikh Abdul Hadi Fazli noticed its disappearance in 1982. Further research and study guided us to unique images taken by US intelligence and spy satellites, known as KH. KH satellites were a series of satellites launched in the 60s and 70s during the peak of the Cold War to monitor the Soviet Union's military activity. These satellites were ahead of their time technologically. KH satellites served as strong telescopes, orbiting the Earth and taking pictures. They would then send these pictures to the Earth using parachutes. The images taken by these satellites have been gradually declassified since 1995 and became available to the public. They provide historically landmark aerial imagery of the Earth's surface. Our access to several key images from KH that provide coverage surrounding Khadir Khum's area is the key to solving our challenge to locate the destroyed pond. Fortunately, one of these images was taken in March of 1973, when Atiq ibn Qais Biladi had visited the area. Our exploration of KH images directed our attention to a small but dense orchard located about 200 meters southeast of the spring. These trees could not possibly have existed in such a dry, unforgiving environment unless they were being fed by a constant source of water. Thus, these trees would have been necessarily located within the vicinity of Khadir Khum's pond. Our discovery of the exact location of Khadir Khum's pond is consistent with Biladi's field observations. He described Khadir Khum as a pond located within the dry watercourse, on the side of the valley to the west. He cited the existence of a few orchards near the pond. The orchards had approximately 45 date trees that belonged to the locals. Also, the ruins of a historical site northwest of the pond correspond to the city that Biladi had found both west and northwest of Khadir Khum. He described it as a ruined city, with three forts or palaces, with crescent shapes that are buried under the sand. Furthermore, our findings are consistent with the opinions of Sheikh Abdul Hadi Fazli, as he believed the spring was located northwest of Khadir Khum. What became of Khadir Khum's pond that led to its destruction? The answer is found in one of the KH satellite's high-quality images taken in 1978. In this image, it is apparent that the construction of flood control practices within the dry watercourse, as well as the barriers around the garden, have stopped the precipitation runoff from entering the pond. As a result, the pond gradually disappeared. This is clearly observable in the later satellite images taken from the region. Hence, the time of destruction dated between 1973 and 1978. Now that we have found the locations of the spring and pond, we can focus on locating the last and most important spatial feature Khadir Khum has to offer, the mosque. This mosque was built upon the location of the Prophet's pulpit, where he delivered his sermon at Khadir Khum. Muslims built this mosque to honor the Prophet's presence and sermon in this land. The Mosque of Khadir Khum has repeatedly been destroyed and rebuilt throughout history. The destruction was carried out by rulers such as Muawiyah, whose intentions were to erase any sign of Imam Ali's status and legacy. Natural disasters throughout history, such as floods, could also have contributed to the mosque's destruction. However, Shias and the followers of Imam Ali and the Ahlul Bayt did not forget this holy site. They continually rebuilt the Mosque of Khadir Khum after each destruction. Historically, Shia imams and scholars have frequently professed a high reward for prayer within the Mosque of Khadir Khum. and have encouraged Muslims to attend this mosque for prayer. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam stopped by the Mosque of Khadir-e Khum during his travels from Medina to Mecca and described the details of the sermon at Khadir-e Khum to his companions, Sheikh Gulaini, Sheikh Saduq, Sheikh Tusi, Alam-e-Halli, and Shaheed Awal. Also serve as examples of great Shia scholars who have discussed the importance of the Mosque of Khadir-e Khum in their books. The last historical record of Khadir-e Khum's mosque belongs to Sheikh Muhaddas Nuri, a Shia scholar who visited the mosque during his Hajj travel with his teacher, Sayyid Mehdi Ghazwini Halli. They prayed in this mosque before 1300 Hijri, 1883 of the Gregorian calendar. After this record, there is an abrupt lack of historical evidence about the Mosque of Khadir-e Khum. Atiq ibn Ghais Biladi and Sheikh Abdul Hadi Fazli did not find any trace of this holy mosque in their field observations. Finding the exact location of the Mosque of Khadir-e Khum is a daunting task, as about 150 years have passed since its last destruction. An independent field investigation is required. However, our efforts to locate this holy site led to the discovery of ruins in the vicinity by the pond of Khadir-e Khum. This holy site could be the traces of the missing Mosque of Khadir-e Khum that was built at the landmark of the Holy Prophet's pulpit, where he delivered his important sermon. Historical narrations regarding the description of the sermon at Khadir-e Khum explicitly mention that upon arrival at Khadir-e Khum, the Holy Prophet banned the Muslims from landing under five giant trees in this land. The Prophet then ordered to build a pulpit for him under these five trees. With such a dry climate in this region, these trees could only have existed near the pond of Khadir-e Khum. Therefore, the Mosque of Khadir-e Khum would be in the vicinity of the pond, which is consistent with the location of these ruins. The few available videos from the ruins of Khadir-e Khum's mosque clearly indicate the destruction of this holy site.
ये जो है गदीर खुम का मसल्ला हो सकता है लोकेशन डॉक्टर अहमद नोमानी के हिसाब से जो जगह बनती है शायद वो यही है और ये पुराने कुछ पत्थर भी यहाँ पड़े में तो ये मेहराब लग रही है क़िबले की डायरेक्शन अभी देख लेते हैं ये हम लोग गदीर खुम के मकाम पे हैं जो कि राबिक की मेन रोड से तकरीबन 5 to 10 kilometers अंदर आने के बाद राइट हैंड पे ये सामने जो हिजाज रेलवे का आपको ट्रैक नज़र आ रहा है इसके साथ ही ये मुकाम है और गालबन हमारी कयास है कि शायद ये वो मस्जिद है जहाँ हुज़ूर अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने नमाज़ पढ़ी थी आइए इस मस्जिद को हम पूरा दिखाते हैं आपको आगे तक इंशाल्लाह ये जगह वही है और ये ऊँचाई पर भी है हुज़ूर अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के जो भी मसल्ले होते थे उनकी वो थोड़ा ऊंचाई पे होते थे और ये देखें यहाँ शायद फेंसिंग भी लगाई गई थी तो ये पड़ी हुई है और वो जो पत्थर मेन मेहराब का नज़र आ रहा है उसकी डायरेक्शन अगर आप देखें तो बिल्कुल क़िबला रुख है इसकी डायरेक्शन जो है क़िबला रुख
Khadir-e Khum's current estate is far removed from its historical glory and greatness. Unfortunately, there are covert plots to remove all existing features from its holy grounds. This is a systematic effort to erase its historical significance. First, Khadir-e Khum's mosque was raised so that no pilgrim seeking divine reward could benefit from their visit and prayer. Next, Khadir-e Khum's pond was dried and destroyed, so that no one could locate Khadir-e Khum based on its distinguishing landmarks amidst the desert. Finally, the spring, which served as the last defining feature of Khadir-e Khum, was demolished. Despite this and all other attempts to remove these features from the holy site, Khadir-e Khum is alive and lives on in the memory of Muslims. This would not be possible without the wisdom of the Holy Prophet in choosing this land for his crucial sermon. He diverted the Muslims about 5 kilometers in their travel route from Mecca to Medina to stop by the pond of Khadir-e Khum, a place previously unknown to them. They stayed overnight to swear allegiance and complete the event ceremony, as planned by the Prophet. The Holy Prophet's design was so effective that his critical sermon was named after this unique landmark. In the memory of his sermon, endured forever. The prophet's sermon still echoes on and is heard from every corner of this holy land.